We're doing Rabbi Avram's letter about Medrash. And Rabbi Avram had said that there are stories that the Torah describes, and then it adds wording which should not be taken literally. When the Torah says he spoke to the angel of death, the Torah says, the Medrash is talking about this idea that he saw that the person was deathly ill, he was on his way to dying. So the Medrash words it as he saw the angel of death. But it shouldn't be taken literally. And then Rabbi Avram brought a support for this from the Gemara in Erevin, that Rabbi Eliezer said, I wonder if that student who gave halachic ruling in my presence will live out his year, and he did not live out his year. And our sages, so his wife asked him, are you a prophet? He said, no, I just know this concept that when a student gives ruling in the presence of his Rebbe, so in heaven, they're not so fond of him, they could cause him to die that year. And so it says, they wrote down his name and his father's name, etc., so that you wouldn't think that the story is just a mashal. So from that, Rabbi Avram said, you see that some of their stories are a mashal. When you have a story that it says, here, I'll prove to you that this story actually happened, they're telling you other stories did not actually happen. Now, Rabbi Avram says, והחלק הזה האחרון מן המעשיות קרוב להיות מהחלק השני מהדרש. רצה לומר ששני חלקים נכבדים כולם מדהים עניינים גדולים ונפלאים. He says this type of story is like the second type of medrash we discussed, that sometimes a story is written in order to teach you a very important concept. ואין לגלותם לכל אדם. But the things we've discussed here, you shouldn't reveal to every person. Sometimes the concepts were deep, and so they worded them in ways that were allegorical, so that not everyone can access them. I want you to know everything I've said here, these introductions, these concepts. One of the things you should pay attention to, because you should know that you definitely benefit from the stories Chazal tell you. You have to know that sometimes the stories are there to teach you a lesson, and whether the story happened, like he said earlier, sometimes in a dream. They're telling you they spoke to angels. Did they really speak to angels, or was it a dream? You know that sometimes parts of the story are allegorical. If you're going to use these tools, you might find yourself more confused, because you won't know what really happened. You won't be sure which part of the story happened and which didn't. And if I've helped you this much, so you still have benefit, because you have tools. You have an approach to the Medrash. V'da, ki ken adrashot nimtzaim murkavim. But I want you to know that things are complex. When you hear stories in Chazal, you really have to analyze which part of the story is literal and which part is allegorical. Ratzal omar, ki imtza drash murkav mishnei chalakim uyoter. Sometimes you have these tools, these interpretations I gave you of Midrashim, and you have to use multiple levels of interpretation within the same Medrash. V'dimyon ha-maaseh murkav mishnei chalakim uyoter mimah shamru b'chagiga. An example of this is what you find in Tractate Chagiga. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbanan Yochanan ben Zakkai. We have the following story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'aruchev el chamro v'yotzem Yerushalayim. He was riding his donkey, leaving Jerusalem. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach acharav lilmod Torah mipiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, his top student, was going behind him to learn from him. Amar le shnei li perek echad maaseh merkava. He said to him, teach me a chapter of the deepest secrets of Torah, what's called maaseh merkava. Amar lo v'lo shniti lachem v'lo merkava b'yachid. Ela im ken yachacham u'mevin midato v'chulu. So he tells him, didn't I teach you that you have to learn and be on a certain level, and even then you don't teach the full story, you just give hints. עד יצא מחלצך, הנה המעשה הזה, קצתו היה בהקיץ, בלי ספק, כמו שאמר, קצתו בחלום. He says, when you read that story, you have to realize part of that story happened when they were awake. Part of that story was a dream. So when you read that story, you realize I just read a story which has two components, right? Part of it is literal. He was riding on a donkey. Part of it is not literal, because he starts talking to him about the secrets of Torah and the things he sees there. Well, part of it was also a dream. He says, so you know what? You're reading a story, and you have to start dissecting the story and see which part of the story should be interpreted how. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem. His next example will show a story that's composed of all three types of stories.
Just a question on this. It's a little ironic, but in the Gemara, they do stop, and like everything from what there's teachings, right? Everything like goes flame, right? I'm saying you're saying they're explaining the story that.